Earl Garber, and I'm from Bazille, Louisiana, in Cajun country.
And when you return home from San Antonio, you will have the title as president of the National Association of Conservation Districts. What does that feel like?
Well, I tell you, it's an honor. And it's something that when I think back and when I sat at the table at my home in the mid-60s, my father signed the papers to form a Salt and Water Conservation District, and he was the founding chairman. And I got to see that. I got to be witness it. And then I used to see the Tuesday newsletter come through every week, and I'd read it, and I'd see the president's picture in the corner, and I'd say, you know, maybe someday I could do that, and here it is. And so it's an exciting thing.
So what kind of year is Earl Garber anticipating?
Well, I expect it to be busy. Of course, this is a large national organization. We still have to keep our sights on the Farm Bill. We didn't complete that, as most of us are somewhat disappointed, but we understand, and we're going to definitely keep our sights on that extremely well. You know, this organization crosses all parameters out there on the landscape, from urban to rural to suburbia. And I think it's critical. I think for this coming year and the next few years, it's critical that we get that message out there that the individuals that are not familiar with private lands and the conservation on private lands and working lands, that they understand what that means to them. And they may be an owner of a very small tract now, and they probably don't consider that productive, maybe just mowing the grass on it. But it's a big part of the whole ecosystem. And then it may someday even be a big part of the food production, even though it's small tracts. So we have to we got to get that message out there that they buy into conservation on private working lands, and they continue to buy in on some society's investment on that, like we have for the last 75 years. And then we need to get them to participate in it. I think that's the real key. If we can get them involved, I think that we will just conservation has just begun.
So what does it tell you when you have attendance at your annual meeting exceeding your expectations?
Wow, it's exciting. That's the way I can start. You know, it's just we're just elated with the attendance. And I think what that says is that we have a lot of individuals out there that realize that protecting our natural resources and doing conservation on working lands is an important issue because, you know, financially, it's been pretty tough out there in a lot of parts of this country, and they don't necessarily have to be here. But I think they see a priority to this effort, and if they do have enough priority to come here to attend, to get input, a lot of good breakout sessions for information, a lot of opportunity to network, to pick up ideas that are working in one salt and water conservation district and may work in theirs, that's what it's all about.
But so many of those things that are going on around the country take money. And one of the conversations that I've been hearing more than once here in San Antonio is funding being the issue at that local level.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, funding and money is what makes the wheels turn. But if we can convince the powers to be that where the money comes from, that this is a priority. We have to continue to invest a portion of our funds into this. You know, if we don't continue this effort, then the cost of repair will be a lot greater than the cost of maintenance as we go along. So I think we're going to drive forward and convince the society out there that you've got to do a continuous maintenance to offset. I mean, we have lots of adverse weather conditions. And we just, in our priorities for this coming year, which we'll have approved by the board tomorrow morning, we included a section in there to work with districts to make sure that they can respond to these adverse weather conditions, the impacts from them on the natural resource base so that we can correct any damage and maybe even do some things to prevent damage when they occur. I'll give you an example. You really brought something to mind. When Superstorm Sandy came in over in the Jersey Shores, we called a local board member there and a national board member, Mr. Joe Lomax, and we said, "How is it, Joe?" He says, "Well, it's pretty rough, but the conservation efforts we had in the past was for the dunes and the planting of vegetation on the sand dunes," he said, "made it tolerable." So that's a perfect story of where the dollars spent previously prevented extreme damage in that area.
Earl, for those folks around the country that aren't involved but would like to be involved in conservation in some way, shape, or form, where is the best place for them to start?
Well, of course, the best place is find out where their local soil and water conservation district is. We have right at 3,000 of them out there in all the states and territories, 58 of them to be exact, that we have membership. And once they find that location, they need to go in, visit with the local office, find out what's happening, find out what the priorities are, find out if they can play a part in accomplishing the conservation in their area.
Here's your opportunity to share your thoughts with those folks around the country on what you would like from them as you begin your year as president of NACD.
Well, participation. I mean, we really need for everyone that wants to be involved in conservation and of our natural resources to participate, even if it's on a local level, even if it's on a national level. Take the time. You know, there's been some discussion about America right now and our social health, just how well it is. And when we say social health, we're speaking about the involvement of the individual out there in community activities, community organizations, and not just kind of becoming self-centered and only being concerned about themselves, to look out and realize they're part of a large community. Well, conservation is the same thing. So I would hope that they would participate out there in the conservation effort.
Earl, we wish you the very best as you begin your year as president.
Thanks a lot, Dave.